Thank you so much for joining us as we continue the names of God. Mark 14, verses 35 and 36 is our passage today. And going a little farther, he fell on the ground and prayed that, if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible with you. Remove this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will. After finishing his last supper with the disciples, Jesus went to an olive grove on the lower slopes of the Mount of Olives. It's called Gethsemane, and this place was where Jesus often met with his disciples. This meeting, however, was different. Jesus knew that very night he would be arrested, he would be put on trial, he'd be put on the cross, and he went there to pray. Scripture says that Jesus was deeply distressed and troubled. He said, My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Jesus fell to the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the cross might be avoided. And in his prayer, he cried out to God, Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Remove this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will. Mark chapter 14, verse 36. The expression Abba, Father is found three times in the New Testament. Each time, it is in a prayer. Abba is the Aramaic word, which means daddy. It describes God as a tender and compassionate father who loves and cares for his children. And Jesus needed that gentle and caring touch of his father that day as he prepared to die for our sins. Today, because of what Jesus did on the cross, believers can use this expression as well. We have received the spirit of adoption as children of God. Romans 8:15 says we can exclaim, Abba, Father. Galatians 4:6 says God has sent the spirit of his son into our hearts crying, Abba, Father. God is not only our heavenly father. Jesus reminds us that he is tender and compassionate and gentle and caring. So run to Abba, Father and experience his loving embrace. Dear Father, Abba Father, today I pray for those who need your tender touch. I pray for those who need to be reminded that they are your child. I pray for those who need to feel your embrace. I long for the confidence of being near you. And I pray, Lord, that everyone listening can have that confidence of being near you. I pray that that we would long for the strength that only you can supply. So we acknowledge you as our Abba Father, and we run to you, and we desire to feel your loving embrace. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.